Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mercedes in the morning, and man, I am so excited. NASCAR is in town this weekend, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Things are heating up. The chase for the cup is down to the top eight, and this guy right now in the thick of it, he is the defending Cup Series champion, a fan favorite. He's got his eyes on locking a spot in the championship four. We are ready to talk to Ryan Blaney. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are so good. South Point 400 back in Las Vegas. You've had quite the history at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You've had some strong runs here. You've also had some tough breaks. How do you feel coming back to town?
Yeah, I'm happy to be in town. I love coming out there. And the racetrack itself is, I think it's one of the more racy mile and a half that we have. And like you said, we've had some good runs there. We've had some misfortune. Hopefully we can turn it around and have a good weekend. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the race. We really enjoy hosting NASCAR. And Las Vegas has really turned into such a sports capital. I feel like NASCAR really was one of those kind of the starting of a big thing. Now we have Raiders and Formula One and Knights. Do you feel like the Vegas race has grown in importance since you've come here?
Yeah, I think so. I've had the opportunity to be going there for a long time for the race. And back when I first started going there, the Raiders were not there. I don't think the Knights were there when I first started going there, a decade ago. And it's just great. It's great to see Vegas, put on these great sporting events and be home to a couple great professional teams and to have, multiple series come and race around the area. I think it's fantastic. So, props to Vegas for wanting to get these opportunities, and it definitely makes us feel good when we can go out there and put on a good show for everybody.
Yeah, I know Vegas also is special for you off the track too. It's where you met your wife, and when you come back here now, do you guys have like a little anniversary kind of, oh, this is where we met? Do you guys have a special place that you like to go?
Yeah, it is where I met my wife, and it is special when we go back there. And it always brings back those memories of when we did meet and what it's led to, so I don't think we have like our set spot that we go to. We always try to find new things to do around Vegas and stuff like that. But it always is fun to go back there together and kind of reminisce, of look at where we are now.
Well, I know you're a big golfer too, and we've got some great golf courses here. Are you planning on hitting the greens at all?
I'm not sure. I've been able to play a couple great places in the area. Summit is one of my favorite golf courses, and Wolf Creek, just north of the racetrack, is always fun. And I usually stay at the Wynn. I haven't played at that Wynn Golf Club yet. I might see if I can get some time out there, but I don't know yet. That's a last minute decision for me.
Have you ever had the chance to play golf with Michael Jordan yet? I know you're a fan. Have you ever done that?
I have not played with him in his group. I don't know if I want that heat, but I have played around him and stuff. And it's been a blast to get to know him. He's just an unbelievable individual, and But no, I have not played with him yet. And like I said, I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I need that intimidation while I'm trying to hit my ball.
Yeah, for real. That would be really scary. Something so funny that happened at Bristol recently was when your nephew jumped on the radio with you mid-race. Everybody's been talking about it. If, in case you guys missed it, here's what happened.
Oh, my. When is race?
Mom, get Cody on the scanner. They found you on a scanner in the bus. Found out how to turn it on. Pretty smart.
That was the cutest thing ever. What were you thinking when that happened? Were you like, oh my gosh, or did you think it was adorable?
I thought it was hilarious and adorable, and you get used to certain voices on the radio. You know, I'm talking my spotter and my crew chief, and every now and then, you know, Roger Penske will get on at my boss. But to hear my six-year-old nephew commandeer my wife's radio without anybody knowing and be smart enough to figure out how to turn it on and talk, pretty impressive to me. And it was amazing. It was funny. We got a great laugh out of it. Honestly, it was like perfect timing. We were under caution and there wasn't a lot going on. And I don't think he knew that this was a good time to do it, but luckily it worked out to where it was a good levity situation during a long night. And yeah, he's proud of himself for that one. I'm proud of him too. That's a smart kid.
Could you imagine if it would have happened during like an intense like moment in the race when you were trying to pass someone or something though?
Yeah, it would have been a little different in that situation if you know, talking over my spotter or something when we're trying to, you know, like you said, an intense situation, but it was all perfect timing. And my mom was mortified. My mom was watching him, and she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you figured out how to do it. I was like, I didn't know he knew how to do it either. It was more of an impressive feat than anything.
I know you're a massive Star Wars fan, but I was thrilled to learn that you love the movie Home Alone too. So when your child gets old enough, what's going to be the first Blaney family movie night, Star Wars or Home Alone?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Home Alone might give him some bad ideas. He might start setting booby traps around the house just for me and his mom. But probably, yeah, maybe Star Wars. Maybe, it's, you know, you got to start him out, you know, with something decent. My wife and I, we love The Grinch.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one. It might scare him. The Grinch is kind of scary, honestly, especially when you're a little kid. But, yeah, we love Christmas movies and stuff like that. So maybe start him off with The Grinch and then work him into some Star Wars when the time is right.
Yeah, that's something that you ease into because that's a whole lifestyle right there.
Yeah, it'd be a lot. It'd be a lot. So you can't burn him out on it too early. You got to wait for the right
time. Well, we are so excited to watch you kill it over at the South Point 400 this weekend. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Ryan.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Looking forward to it.
We'll see you then. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.